Emmanuel. Great Emmanuel, we pray that you would take these gifts that we offer to you. We offer these as a token acknowledging that you have already given us the most beautiful gift in Jesus Christ. Thank you for being with us and help us to be the light in the world, that we might be with the world just as you were with us through Jesus Christ. Amen. My name is Pastor Adrian Curtis. I'm the associate pastor here at Carmel United Methodist Church. And I want to extend another welcome to all of you. It's so good to be together on Christmas Eve, isn't it? Are you excited for tomorrow? Every year, we have this tradition in my family. My grandmother rules the roost, and so we always go to my grandmother's house and my grandfather's as well. He also lives there. And every year, my grandmother has us read a Christmas story. But our Christmas story is not The Night Before Christmas or any of those typical stories. Her favorite story is The Little Match Girl. And so I want to tell that story to you today and share that with you as a way of sharing my own tradition with all of you. And Evangeline is going to help me tell the story. And so this story is actually a Hans Christian Andersen story. So it's a very old story that dates back a long time ago. But as it goes, most terribly cold it was. It snowed and was nearly quite dark, and evening, the last evening of the year. In this cold and darkness, there went along the street a poor little girl, bareheaded with naked feet, well, mostly naked. The snow-clad streets were deserted. From brightly lit windows came the tinkling of laughter and the sound of singing. But the poor little match seller sat sadly beside the fountain, her ragged dress and worn shawl did not keep out the cold, and she tried to keep her bare feet from touching the frozen ground, but she hadn't sold one box of matches all day, and she was frightened to go home, for her father would certainly be angry. The little girl's fingers were stiff with cold. If only she could light a match. Falteringly, she took out the match and struck it. The glimmer turned the street into a giant street of crystal, and beyond that stood a fine table laden with food and lit by a candlestick. Holding out her arms towards the plates, the little match girl seemed to pass through the glass, but then the match went out and the magic faded. Poor thing. In just a few seconds, she had caught a glimpse of everything that life had denied her, warmth and good things to eat. Her eyes filled with tears, and she lifted her gaze to the lit windows, praying that she too might know of such little happiness. She lit another match. She lit another match, and a most wonderful thing happened. There stood a beautiful Christmas tree. There you go, you got it. With hundreds of candles, glittering with tinsel and colored balls. "Oh, how lovely," exclaimed the little match seller, holding up the match. The light from the Christmas candles rose higher and higher, and then one of the lights fell, leaving a trail behind it. "Someone is dying," murmured the little girl, as she remembered her beloved granny, who used to say, "When a star falls, a heart stops beating." Before the match could burn out, and scarcely aware of what she was doing, the little match girl lit another match. And when she lit this match, this time she saw her grandmother. "Granny, stay with me," she pleaded as she lit one match after the other so that her grandmother could not disappear like all the other visions. However, Granny did not vanish but gazed smilingly at her. Then she opened her arms and the little girl hugged her crying, "Granny, take me with you." A cold day dawned, and a pale sun shone on the fountain and the icy road. But by that time, the little match girl had left this world, going far away with her grandmother in paradise, where there is neither cold, hunger, nor pain. John chapter 1, verse 5 says, "The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it." Tonight we remember and celebrate the light of Jesus Christ come into this world, a light that shines in the darkest of places, the most difficult of times. And the thing about light is it doesn't discriminate. It shines in the midst of all darkness, no matter where that darkness might be. And it still shines today. Even though Jesus was born thousands of years ago, still today, that light shines in our lives in the most dark and difficult of times. We need that light because the world is full of difficult and tough things. And we don't have to look at the story of the little match girl to know that there are tough things that happen in this world, and our world is full of brokenness and darkness. We experience that. A few years ago, I went on a mission trip to Haiti with, some of you may know, the Reverend Jamelyn Williamson, who her husband, Dave Williamson, is over at Zionsville United Methodist Church right now. But I was on this trip with her, and she told us this story about how when they had been serving down in Haiti, Dave had wore a shirt that said, "Life is good." And they were working with orphans, and these orphans were learning English. And so one of those children looked up at his shirt and was translating it into Creole and figured it out and said, "Life is good. You should not wear that shirt." And Dave said, "Why not?" And the little boy said, "Well, because life's not good. Life is hard." And what a reminder to us. We don't have to go to Haiti to have that reminder that sometimes life is hard. And yet, we have a God who is good, right? We have a God who shines a light in the darkness. A God who, even in our toughest and most difficult of times, is with us. Emmanuel, God with us in this world. Life is hard. The world is full of darkness, and yet God is good. And through Jesus, we have this light. With that light, we can see into this other world. We can see, like that little match girl, visions of a kingdom yet to come, a kingdom full of justice and love, a kingdom where God reigns eternal, where the things of this world no longer hold us back. The brokenness of this world is made whole. We can see that kingdom in the light of the love of Jesus Christ. In Jesus, we are not alone, and we see glimpses of that peace and love and hope and joy. I know for me, whenever I hear the story of the little match girl, and boy, isn't that a strange story for my grandmother to want us to read every year at Christmas? And yet I think for her, it's a reminder of that light in the darkness and also that granny who she wants to remind me is always going to be there. But whenever I hear that story, I think to myself, man, if just one person had noticed that little girl, how did nobody see her right there in the street? If one person had seen her, how different might her story have been? And then I think, how many people in the world do I miss who are just like that little girl, feeling lost and alone and in the dark, who need just one match, one light of kindness? We have a reminder today that through Jesus Christ, we have a light in the darkness. But you know, the interesting thing about a light in a room full of darkness, just one match can light up the room, right? So imagine if we had an entire room full of lights. What if every one of us shone the light of Jesus Christ in some sort of way in the world? We're going to have a chance to really reflect on that now. And I'm going to pass this light. I'm going to light candles down the rows. And if you would light the candle of those next to you. But I also have something a little different we're going to do today. I want to invite our ushers forward. I'm really going to put you to work today. And I have glow sticks. We're going to pass out glow sticks. If you'd like to grab one out of the basket as the ushers take these around, and hold on to it. If you're a little kid and you want to break yours now, that's okay. I will not judge you. And this might be safer than a candle, so that's okay too. But otherwise, if you could hold on to your glow stick, I'm going to indicate a little bit later, we'll try to break them all at the same time. And this glow stick, I think, is going to be a reminder for us that we carry this light out into the world. And so I want to invite you as we do this. In a few moments, we'll sing Silent Night together and reflect on the light of the world in Jesus coming for us.